What's this over here?
This?
Mm-hmm. This is a radio from the Harbor Master Shack. They talked into this. And I don't know much about radios, but it's old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks different in here. At least seems lighter.
Mike Birch came up and helped me put these lights in, brand new lights, and we got them pointed in the right direction so you could see the different, you know, displays and the different items in our museum. So yeah, it's lighter and it just seems brighter in here.
So May 6th is the open house.
From 5 to 7.
From 5 to 7. Yeah. Okay, so people can come and check out what's changed.
New stuff. But this is like the seasonal display, the little Norway stuff.
But you brought out some baskets that weren't here before.
No, these weren't out. I found lots of stuff in the back. I would love to take everything from the back and bring it out. Unfortunately, there's not enough room for all of that. But the important stuff, I think we've moved out here. We've got some pretty cool baskets. And, you know, they're pretty old.
What do we have here? These are Tlingit baskets?
We have some Tlingit baskets made from spruce roots. These were just brought in. These are on loan from Ron Bushman, and they were purchased by his uncle back in, you know, at the turn of the century. And they've been kept. I mean, look at the color. They're so bright, and they're over 100 years old, you know? But they were kept in a really dark, I think he said they were kept in an old refrigerator or something, so it was dark, and they didn't deteriorate. But anyway, these are spruce root baskets, hand-carved by, you know, Tlingit Native people at the turn of the century. And so, yeah, they're pretty special. And then we have other, this is a Tsimshian basket. And then these are Tlingit spruce root baskets in the back. We also have these old cedar halibut hooks that were used to catch halibut. They're very old. This is like, I think this is one of the most valuable things in our collection, really, when you think about it. This bentwood box, it's a storage box, and it's just got the incredible, you know, shells and the painting, you know, with the native art, and it's very cool. When I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know where we got it. It's pretty incredible.
And we don't know how old it is.
No, I don't. I'm sure that the information is somewhere. I'm very new. This is, you know, just like my second full month working here, and I'm sure that I will find all of the details about all this stuff. Right now, I just walk around and drool because there's just all this cool stuff. And then we've had, like, this stuff has all been loaned to the museum, which is so cool.
You know, when you say this stuff?
All these dishes and all this Norwegian stuff we have.
So these are kind of traditional Norwegian dish sets?
These are dishes that come from this factory in Norway. It's called the Porsgrunn Factory. And the way I know about this is when I was young, Hammer and Weekon used to carry this stuff. And it was, you know, the cool dishes. And so I was thinking, oh, it would be fun to see if people in town had, you know, parts of that collection, because they don't carry it anymore. And sure enough, people, you know, called me up and they said, can I bring my stuff in? And I said, sure. And so we have different examples of what this company has made over the years. So that's kind of fun. And then this is on loan from Tony Rogers and Vicky Curtis. This is the original Petersburg Bunad. It was designed and constructed by Solveig Simonsen and Alma Wallen. You know, it has all the Alaska flowers, and it was put together in blue. And this is, I don't know if you've been here, you know, during the 17th of May and you've seen the Lake Ring dancers. And it was, all of them wear this bunad with the Petersburg flowers and in the blue.
So the bunad is, it's localized to have designs, yeah, representing the town? Or
right. It was, Alma Wallen was kind of started the Little Norway back in the day, 1958, I think it was. She and Bernadine Trones got together and formed a committee, and this was sort of part of it, I think, you know, making a bunad that was our own,